From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, as the two-day early voting period begins for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections, rival parties ramp up efforts to rally supporters. Police raid 7 locations linked to the deadly collapse of an overpass in Seoul's Seodaemun district. And industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment all fall for the first time in 8 months in April, mainly due to the Iran war and a base effect. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. Early voting for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections has begun and will run for 2 days through Saturday. According to the National Election Commission, eligible voters will be able to cast their ballots at any one of 3,571 voting centers nationwide between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Voters must present their state-issued photo identification, such as resident registration card, passport, or driver's license. The local elections will fill up 16 positions to head the country's major provincial and city governments and 579 top jobs in other cities, wards, and counties. The by-elections are being held in 14 districts nationwide. As early voting began for the June 3rd local elections, rival parties ramped up efforts to rally their supporters. The ruling Democratic Party called on voters to back its candidates as a way to show support for President Lee Jae-myung's administration, while the main opposition People Power Party urged voters to turn out and judge the Aragon government. Aileen Cahill has more.
After casting his ballot early Friday morning, the first day of early voting, Democratic Party Chairman Jung Chung-rae encouraged supporters to vote.
If you vote, we win. Early voting is taking place for 2 days, today and tomorrow. If you really want the person you desire to be elected, please be sure to vote. Please, please vote.
Jung said this is an election that can strengthen support for President Lee Jae-myung and urged voters backing the president to cast their ballots for Democratic Party candidates. Meanwhile, People Power Party Chairman Jang Dong-hyuk, who opted to vote on election day instead of during the early voting period, traveled to Sejong and stressed the need for voter turnout to prevent arrogance by the government and the ruling party.
So we don't end up thinking with regret, I could have safeguarded our happiness and the future of the nation if I'd cast my vote, and beating our chest, you must all go to the polling stations.
The opposition party also criticized an economic situation marked by high exchange rates, inflation, and interest rates. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
Police have raided 7 locations linked to the collapse of an overpass in Seoul's Seodaemun district on Tuesday that killed 3 people and injured 3 others. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said Friday that 33 of its investigators and 20 labor inspectors from the Seoul Regional Employment and Labor Office began the search at 9 a.m. The locations include the Seoul Metropolitan Government's Urban Infrastructure Headquarters, which had contracted out the demolition of the overpass, the offices of the main contractor and subcontractor, the builder Hunghwa Industry, and an on-site office. The Seoul Police Agency said it intends to conduct an impartial investigation to pinpoint the cause and determine accountability based on a thorough analysis of evidence seized from the locations. Industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment fell in a triple whammy for the first time in 8 months in April, primarily due to the protracted Iran war and a base effect. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Friday, industrial production dropped 0.6% month-on-month in April, a turnabout from increases of 2.1% and 0.4% in February and March, respectively. Output in the mining and manufacturing sector fell 0.7% on-month, and production in the oil refining industry plunged 19.4%, the biggest drop in nearly 38 years in the wake of crude oil supply disruptions stemming from the Iran war. Retail sales, an indicator of private spending trends, dropped by a 26-month high of 3.6% on-month, with officials attributing the decline to a base effect from a sharp increase in sales of telecommunications devices, computers, and other durables in March. Facility investment also slid 3.6%, as the value of construction completed, which shows domestic builders' performance, fell 1.4%.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea and the United States are set to launch formal negotiations to implement security agreements reached between their leaders last year, including Seoul's push to build nuclear-powered submarines. According to the South Korean Foreign Ministry on Friday, the two sides meeting to discuss measures to follow up on their post-summit joint fact sheet will be held in Seoul on Tuesday and Wednesday. The South Korean side will be led by First Vice Foreign Minister Park Yun-ju, and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Allison Hooker is expected to lead the U.S. delegation. The agenda will likely include Seoul's push for nuclear-powered submarines, its right to enrich uranium and reprocess spent nuclear fuel for peaceful use, and expansion of bilateral cooperation in shipbuilding. The kickoff meeting was initially expected to be held earlier this year, but was delayed following the outbreak of the Iran war and amid Washington's concerns over Seoul's lagging legislation on its investment pledge and probe into a data breach at e-commerce giant Coupang. A Chinese dissident who was found adrift in a small rubber boat off the coast of Tian County earlier in the week has been handed over to regional immigration authorities after a court denied a warrant for his pretrial detention. According to the Tian Coast Guard Station on Friday, officials from the Daejeon Immigration Office took custody of the Chinese dissident Dong Guangping around 6 p.m. Thursday. Dong is expected to face questioning over suspected immigration violations, and investigators from the Tian Coast Guard plan to visit him at the immigration office early next week. Ahead of a warrant hearing on Thursday, the former police officer and human rights activist said he had intended to make his way to Canada to meet his family there. As South Korea seeks to attract 30 million foreign travelers by 2030, the government has begun to expand infrastructure to increase convenience for visitors to the country. The Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Korea Tourism Organization announced on Friday that they have created public transportation information for foreign visitors, including content on usage tips and how to make reservations for different modes of transport. The information covers transportation routes from the airport to tourist attractions, payment method guides, and how to use related local apps for navigation, reserving railway tickets, hailing taxis, and more. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged to another record high on Friday, closing above the 8,400 mark for the first time. According to the Korea Exchange, the KOSPI jumped 290.86 points, or 3.55%, to close at a new high of 8,476.15. The index broke both its previous closing high of 8,228.7 and its intraday high of 8,457.09, both set on Wednesday. The index opened at 8,384.31, up 199.02 points, or 2.43% from the previous session, and extended gains throughout the day. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell 29.56 points, or 2.68%, to close at 1,074.8. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.